News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Gale force winds, heavy rainfall and high tidal waves swept the coastal belt of Kerala, Karnataka and Goa as Cyclone Tauktae hurtled northwards towards Gujarat on Sunday, leaving 6 people dead, damaging hundreds of houses, uprooting electricity poles and trees and forcing evacuation in low-lying areas. According to the India Meteorological Department, Tauktae, which has taken the form of a very severe cyclonic storm, is likely to intensify further during the next 24 hours and reach the Gujarat coast on Monday evening. Strong winds with speed reaching up to 90 kilometers per hour were lashing the western coastal region. According to the Cyclone Warning Division of the IMD, by May 18, the wind speed is expected to increase to 150 to 160 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 175 kilometers per hour. An estimated 1.5 lakh people are being shifted from low-lying coastal areas in Gujarat, while 54 teams of the National Disaster Response Force and State Disaster Response Force have been deployed in the state. Maharashtra too was bracing for the storm as the Met Department predicted heavy to very heavy rains at isolated places in North Konkan, Mumbai, Thane and Palghar and extremely heavy rainfall in Raigarh on Monday. The water level in many dams across Kerala showed a rising trend after heavy rains in the catchment areas, prompting authorities to sound an alert. 4 deaths were reported from Karnataka's Uttara Kannada, Udupi, Chikmagaluru and Shivamoga districts and 2 in Goa in cyclone-related incidents. Gusty winds and heavy rain started lashing several parts of Goa since Saturday night, disrupting power supply in a large part of the state. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant said the major impact of the cyclonic winds was felt in Bardes Taluka in North Goa district and Momugao in South Goa. He said there was power disruption for some time at the Goa Medical College and Hospital where pandemic patients are undergoing treatment, but it did not affect the functioning. Hundreds of houses suffered major damage due to the cyclonic winds. Some highways were blocked at several points after trees got uprooted. However, the roads were cleared by the disaster management teams, Sawant said. In Karnataka, over 70 villages in 7 districts, including Dakshina Kannada, Kodagu and Hassan, have been affected by the cyclone, the Karnataka State Disaster Management Authority officials said. The highest rainfall of 385 millimeters was recorded at Nara station in Kundapura Taluk of Udupi district, which was the worst affected, and 15 stations recorded more than 200 millimeters of rainfall in the district. Officials said nearly a dozen relief camps are functioning in the state. There has been damage to 112 houses, 139 electricity poles and other infrastructure in coastal areas. Chief Minister B.S. Yeddurappa has asked in charge ministers of coastal districts and deputy commissioners there to visit the affected areas and carry out rescue and relief works. The IMD has issued orange alerts, a warning indicating heavy to very heavy rain on Sunday in 3 Kerala districts, Ernakulam, Idukki and Malappuram. Indian Navy deployed its diving and quick reaction teams in the coastal village of Chellanam in Ernakulam district, which was heavily hit by tidal waves. The teams, braving harsh weather conditions, undertook rescue and rehabilitation of people who were trapped in houses. High tidal waves have also lashed Kaipamangalam, Chavakkad and Kondungalur in Thrissur, Pallithura in Thiruvananthapuram, Thrikkanapura in Alappuzha and Bepur and Koyilandi in Kozhikode districts. The cyclone is the first this year and IMD Director General M. Mohapatra said it has seen a rapid intensification. The gradual intensification stages are cyclonic storm, severe cyclonic storm, very severe cyclonic storm, extremely severe storm and super cyclonic storm. Security forces detected and neutralized an improvised explosive device on Sunday following inputs about a terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Shopian district, police said. They had inputs about the attack and the IED was recovered after intense searches were launched in the morning, Senior Superintendent of Police, Shopian, Amritpal Singh said. The IED was detected and neutralized between Sugan and Turkwangam areas in Shopian by alert security forces, he said. Police and the army were aware of likely attempts by some Pakistani-sponsored terrorists attempting to use an IED against security forces. However, security forces are committed to foil all attempts of terrorists to disturb peace in Kashmir, Singh said. A radio collar tigress was found dead in Madhya Pradesh's Panna Tiger Reserve, a senior forest official said on Sunday. This is the fourth tiger death reported from the state in 10 days. The carcass of the tigress, identified as P213/32, was found on Saturday in Gehri Ghat range of the Panna Tiger Reserve, located over 350 kilometers from Bhopal, the official said. The tigress was spotted with swelling in its left leg on May 12, he said, adding that the feline was then tranquilized and later released after being provided medical treatment. On Saturday, forest officials reached the spot after getting information about the carcass. They did not find any illegal activity there, the official said. The tigress seems to have died of natural causes, he said. After the autopsy, the carcass was disposed of as per guidelines of the National Tiger Conservation Authority, he added. Earlier, the decomposed carcass of a tiger was found in a buffer zone of the Bandhavgarh Reserve in MP on Friday. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza City flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people on Sunday, Palestinian medics said, in the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence. Despite the toll and international efforts to broker a ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would rage on. In a televised address, Netanyahu said the attacks were continuing at full force and would take time. Israel wants to levy a heavy price on the Hamas militant group, he said, flanked by his defense minister and political rival Benny Gantz in a show of unity. Hamas also pressed on, launching rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward civilian areas in Israel. One slammed into a synagogue in the southern city of Ashkelon hours before evening services for the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, Israeli emergency services said. No injuries were reported. In the Israeli air assault on early Sunday, families were buried under piles of cement rubble and twisted rebar. A yellow canary lay crushed on the ground. Shards of glass and debris covered streets blocks away from the major downtown thoroughfare, where the three buildings were hit over the course of 5 minutes around 1 a.m. The hostilities have repeatedly escalated over the past week, marking the worst fighting in the territory that is home to 2 million Palestinians since Israel and Hamas's devastating 2014 war. The Israeli Army spokesperson's office said the strike targeted Hamas' underground military infrastructure. As a result of the strike, the underground facility collapsed, causing the civilian houses' foundations above them to collapse as well, leading to unintended casualties, it said. Among those reported killed was Dr. Ayman Abu Aluf, the head of the internal medicine department at Shifa Hospital. Two of Abu Aluf's teenage children and two other family members were also buried under the rubble. The death of the 51-year-old physician was a huge loss at a very sensitive time, said Mohammed Abu Selmia, the director of Shifa. Israel's airstrikes have leveled a number of Gaza City's tallest office and residential buildings, alleging they contain Hamas military infrastructure. Among them was the building housing the Associated Press office and those of other media outlets. The latest outbreak of violence began in East Jerusalem last month when Palestinians clashed with police in response to Israeli police tactics during Ramadan and the threatened eviction of dozens of Palestinian families by Jewish settlers. A focus of the clashes was the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a frequent flashpoint located on a hilltop compound revered by both Muslims and Jews. Hamas began firing rockets towards Jerusalem on Monday, triggering the Israeli assault on Gaza. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.